And on this Super Tuesday, we're broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee, as Tennesseans go to the polls, along with voters in about a dozen other places. We caught up with some voters as they cast their primary ballots this morning. Karen Weaver of Nashville voted for Bernie Sanders.
Because I feel like that if I say he can't win and I need to vote for Hillary, then I'm just making that happen. And so I really feel like if I'm going to vote for what I actually believe, then I'll do that.
Sarah James, also of Nashville, voted for Donald Trump. She says both she and her husband are active supporters.
I mean, I can't believe I'm voting for Donald Trump. He seems to be able to give answers and be quick and really be for what this country stands for. But still, it is shocking that I'm voting for him.
Well, Chaz Sisk covers politics for Here and Now, contributing station WPLN. He's with me in the studio now. Hi, Chaz.
Happy to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And there was record turnout here in Tennessee for early voting. What do we know about turnout today, or what does that indicate for likely turnout today?
Yeah, we had about 400,000 people cast ballots in early voting. Looks like there may be well over a million people voting in this year, which for a state of 6 million people is really quite high. You know, it could indicate that there's a lot of excitement about this on both sides.
And what are the rules for primary voting in Tennessee? Because people can vote in either one, right? Republican or Democrat. They can decide right when they get there.
Yeah, it's a completely open primary. We don't even register by party when we register to vote. So you just walk up, you ask for a ballot. And because of that, you often see a lot of crossover voting. A lot of people who maybe lean Democrat might vote Republican. And if it's a contested race on the other side, the other way around.
Up until this point, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have been leading in the polls here by big margins, actually. Is there any chance that there could be a surprise out of Tennessee tonight?
Well, I don't think it's very likely that you'd see a surprise winner. I think the real thing to watch here out of Tennessee is how Ted Cruz does. He's put a lot of effort into doing well in this state. He had hoped to win this state, and now it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So, you know, to earn delegates in Tennessee, you need to hit 20%. So I think the surprise would be if Senator Cruz doesn't hit 20%, and then as a result, after spending months and months and months campaigning here, comes away with no delegates at all.
You know, one of the things I found interesting the other day is Ted Cruz was holding a rally here in Nashville, and the very next day, John Kasich was holding a rally in Nashville at the very same place, in the same venue, and I think called Rocket Town.
Yeah.
And I think even Donald Trump had been there at one
point. Yeah, Donald Trump's been there. It's been a real popular venue. It's got some ties to a Christian singer, Michael W. Smith. And so it's become a real popular downtown place for them to go to hold these rallies.
If you're a Republican, you got to go to Rocket Town. Chaz Sisk at WPLN, thank you.
My pleasure.